This is the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Elaine is in Phillips County in the Arkansas Delta region of the Mississippi River. The city is best known as the location of the Elaine Massacre of September 30th through October 1st, 1919, during which an estimated 237 black people were killed by white mobs. Whites died in the incidents, about five, but it was one of the worst incidents of racial and labor violence in American history. When Arkansas became a state in 1836, the area of present-day Elaine was swampland. In 1892, Kelly purchased land in the area and came to own about 35,000 acres. Harry Kelly granted railway right-of-way to the St. Louis and Iron Mountain Railroad, and a depot was built in 1906. At first, the depot was to be named Kelly, but the same name had already been given to another depot on that line, so the name Elaine was chosen. Elaine was the first name of one of Kelly's daughters. In 1919, the Progressive Farmers and Household Union was holding meetings in Phillips County to help tenant farmers negotiate for better cotton prices. A shooting at the meeting left one white law officer dead and another injured, so many white residents believed false rumors that the black workers were preparing a violent uprising against white landowners. Hundreds of people from neighboring counties joined the vigilante mob. Governor Charles Breaux requested 500 soldiers to be sent to Elaine. Many blacks were murdered during the conflict, and many more were detained and imprisoned. Ultimately, 77 black citizens, but no whites, were tried and sentenced for their alleged role in the riot. 12 who were sentenced to death received legal assistance and were released from prison. Following this violence, many blacks left that area and moved to northern cities. In February 2017, the Elaine Legacy Center opened in the town. Its mission is to memorialize the victims of the Elaine Massacre and the local struggle for civil rights. This has been the story of Arkansas Cities and Towns. I'm Rich Carville. Our theme music is performed by Danny Dozier. This program is a production of KASU, the public media service of Arkansas State University.